Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. It is such a pleasure to be gathered together again this morning. There are a few announcements that I would like to share with you. Please join us downstairs after worship for some coffee and some refreshments. We would love to gather together for a time of fellowship right after church, so please join us. And we will also be continuing our Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock in the Royal Perrin Room, as well as Thursday at 10:30 downstairs in Fellowship Hall. All are welcome. And finally, the food pantry still has many opportunities for donations. And if you are ever willing to be a driver to give the food to those in need, we would love to have that. Let me know. I can connect you with the right person. Today is indeed a day of great joy because God made it. May we prepare our hearts and ourselves to worship the Lord.
Thank you. I will call upon the Lord.
God deserves all of our praise and saves us from our enemies.
God lives.
God lives today.
Blessed be the rock.
Let the God of our salvation be exalted.
Together. All-powerful God, come and stand by us. In the quiet of this sanctuary, we find peace and rest from the stresses of our lives. Surround us with your presence and make this peace a reality for us each and every day. Not only for us alone, bring your peace to our world. End all suffering, destroy all war, feed all those who are hungry, give health to those who are sick. When our world seems to know only suffering, help us to look into your face and find hope to bring to our hurting world. This morning, we especially pray for the victims and the families of those who suffer in Colorado. We ask that you would be your strong and loving presence for them. We ask that you would draw near to all parents and children, so that love would abound for all people in all places. We ask that you would give us your courage to stand up for children in need, those who may be too afraid to ask for help. Sometimes our humanity suffers, and our earth suffers as well. We ask that you would draw near and surround those who are affected by flooding in Russia and in China. We ask that you would be with those who are affected by the droughts. Bring rains to our land. You have heard the hearts of all your people gathered here. Come to us once again, gracious God. And hear our prayers as we pray together the prayer that our Lord taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning. Today's scripture reading is Psalm 147. Shout praises to the Lord. Our God is kind, and it is right and good to sing praises to him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and brings the people of Israel back home again. He renews our hopes and heals our bodies. He decided how many stars there would be in the sky and gave each one a name. Our Lord is great and powerful. He understands everything. The Lord helps the poor, but he smears the wicked in the dirt. Celebrate and sing. Play your harps for the Lord our God. He fills the sky with clouds and sends rain to the earth so that the hills will be green with grass. He provides food for cattle and for the young ravens when they cry out. The Lord doesn't care about the strength of horses or of powerful armies. The Lord is pleased only with those who worship him and trust his love. Everyone in Jerusalem, come and praise the Lord your God. He makes your city gates strong and blesses your people by giving them children. God lets you live in peace, and he gives you the very best wheat. As soon as God speaks, the earth obeys. He covers the ground with snow like a blanket of wool, and he scatters frost like ashes on the ground. God sends down hailstones like chips of rocks. Who can stand the cold? At his command, the ice melts, the wind blows, and the streams begin to flow. God gave his laws and teachings to the descendants of Jacob, the nation of Israel, but he has not given his laws to any other nation. Shout praises to the Lord. The words and the praise of our Lord.
Thank you.
Would you pray with me? Spirit of God, come to us this day. Come move in our hearts and enliven our spirits. We open ourselves to your movement once again. Amen. I read an article this week entitled, A World Without Mosquitoes. I must confess to you that I Googled mosquito benefits. I, like you, I'm guessing, wanted to learn what was so good about those bugs that bite us. It seems that even scientists disagree as to whether the 3,500 species of mosquitoes are critical to our environment and its ecosystems. Some scientists even argue that if we destroyed every single mosquito, other plant and bug species would be harmed, such as the modern loss of the honeybee. But entomologist Daniel Strickman argues that it would be beneficial to all of us if all the mosquito populations would simply vanish, and another bug would take over pollinating some certain flowers and being food for other animals. Things that we humans want, we overuse and have the potential to destroy to the point of extinction. Mosquitoes? They aren't going away anytime soon. I see some grimaces right there. I feel the same way. Regardless of how we feel about mosquitoes, and I think you can imagine how I feel about mosquitoes, God cares for them. They may not help the human race in any way. They may harm us, and they do. God still cares for them. At least some of you may be wondering right now, why is Kim talking about mosquitoes? In our psalm of the day, the poet did not write about mosquitoes, but he or she did write about an animal that the Israelites would have found just as distasteful. Ravens. No one liked ravens. Ravens, even today, are so good at finding food that in the right situation, they can and did become a nuisance. Yet God provided for them. My second admission of the day. Sometimes this doesn't feel like good news. God provides for people who I wish God would withhold God's good gift. Jesus said, I tell you, love your enemies and pray for anyone who mistreats you. Then you will be acting like your Father in heaven. He makes the sun rise on both good and bad people. And he sends rain for the ones who do right and for the ones who do wrong. If you love only those who love you, will God reward you for that? Even the tax collectors love their friends. If you greet only your friends, what's so great about that? Don't even unbelievers do that? But you must always act like your Father in heaven. It's challenging, to say the least. That is the promise of the scripture today. God cares for those who are a nuisance. God loves and cares for us like God loves and cares for them. Even those ravens and crows and mosquitoes. Jesus also promised his disciples, I tell you, don't worry about your life. Don't worry about having something to eat or something to wear. Life is more than food or clothing. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest. They don't have storehouses or barns or bank accounts. But God takes care of them. You are more important than any birds. The Lord doesn't care about the strength of horses or powerful armies. The Lord is pleased only with those who worship Him and trust in God's love. Do you trust in God's love? If so, then the scripture says that God is pleased. Outward appearance doesn't matter. What we have doesn't matter. Trust is all that matters. Just deep, wholehearted trust will please God. If you look at the poem of Psalm 147 with me, it ranges between two different but related themes: God's creation and God's redemption of everything. God not only supplies the earth with everything that it needs, but God strengthens the bars of the city, the gates, the weakest parts of any city. God strengthens those littlest among us, those weakest parts, those in most desperate need of strength. God grants peace to those who experienced war. God grants and heals the brokenhearted and even feeds them with the finest wheat. God protects those who are weak. God gives peace to those who experience the worst of life. God heals those who grieve and feeds them all with the best food. Psalm 147 then reminds all those who will listen that they are to praise God because God not only provides, God delivers. God redeemed the people of Israel out of bondage, first from Egypt, then from their time of exile. God brought them home back to Judah and rebuilt the walls of the city. God continued to redeem when God came as Jesus. And God will finally redeem the entire earth and all of creation from brokenness and death once God returns as Jesus in the second coming. Then God's complete action of redemption will occur. All of life is held in God's hand. All of life, creation, and redemption. This final complete redemption will fulfill the entirety of God's desires for God's good creation. And all of this occurs because of God's goodness. Not everyone knows this. In contrast to the animals who rely on God, there are people who rely on their own strength, and this can blind them to the power and presence of God. They miss the pleasure of knowing God. I recently watched a lecture given by Peter Diamandis entitled, "Abundance is Our Future." I thought, great, he's got it. Abundance for everyone, hope for our future. Wonderful, exciting ideas he had, but his main point, I gathered, was there are problems, yep, but don't worry about them. We're humans. We'll figure it out. We're smart. We're that good. Contrast that with Jesus' instructions about God taking care of us. God has indeed accomplished great feats in our creation. Our human intellect, however, is not one of our own doing. Everything we have is a gift from God. That is why I hope, not even beginning to imagine what God's wisdom will achieve in the next 5 years. The psalmist then lays out our instructions. God has revealed his word to Jacob, God's laws and decrees to Israel. God has done this for no other nation. They do not know God's laws. What are these laws to which the psalmist refers? The Ten Commandments, certainly. We should also include all of the other lessons about fair dealings, honest contract, and support for the poor, orphans, immigrants, and widows. The law stressed honest and caring interaction with others, especially those who are oppressed, in order that the people would be a light for the rest of the world. The special status gave them responsibility. We too have been given that special status. We too have the responsibility to go and to be that light with our interaction in the world. All nations are part of God's creation, and they receive the care that God gives them simply because they were created by God. But everyone needs to hear the truth. And those who have heard it, like us, we go and tell that message. In this psalm, praising God is not like some songs that we sing in order to communicate to God how good God is. In this psalm, the praise of God is solely about providing testimony about what God has done, and therefore what God will do. We have the special privilege of knowing, but God doesn't want us to keep it for ourselves. By our words and our actions, all of creation, even those parts of the world with which we would rather not come into contact, even those parts of God's very good creation will know God's glory and follow God's teaching and sing God's praises. May we always be on the move of sharing. Amen. Shall we sing together? Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you, now and forevermore. Amen.
This has been Caring for Mosquitoes with Pastor Kim Farrell on July 22, 2012. After reading an article, A World Without Mosquitoes, Kim Googled benefit of mosquitoes and ultimately decides that despite how we feel about them, God must care for mosquitoes. How do we deal with circumstances in life wherein God seems to show concern and support for our adversaries, be they insect or human?
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.